Welcome to the Julia and Gino podcast, where business meets family. We explore what the entrepreneurial life looks like from a family perspective. We are your hosts, Julia and Gino Barbaro. Hey everyone, this is Julia Barbaro, host of the Julia and Gino podcast. I'm here with the co-founder of Jake and Gino, my husband and co-host, Gino Barbaro.
Somebody's been drinking coffee. I can smell the coffee. I didn't get a cup. Why didn't I get a cup?
That's a great question. I could stop now and go get it. I'm happy to do it.
We're going to be busy in the throes of values. And that's what we wanted Julia's values is a service. We're going to get into that because we talk about values and we want to live by our values. And I have so many examples of when I didn't live by my values, the mistakes that I made. So on this podcast, I really want to focus on values-based decision-making and then creating values for your own personal life and then discuss what happens when you don't live by those values. And let's have instances where you live by those values. And then also let's create a couple of steps, a couple of action steps for you, the listener, to really start thinking and exploring what values you have in life and how to continue to live and thrive with those values.
You know, Gino, you had come up with values for Jake and Gino early on, you and Jake. And I thought it was like, whatever, you know, you put it on the wall and I'm like, do you really live according to those? And I never really thought about it until I actually took a life coaching course. It's embarrassing to tell you because my husband used to talk about them all the time. And it was interesting because I realized that that's how we live anyway, but we don't realize, we don't point out what they are or what we value in life and how we want to live, what type of person we want to be. And if we're not living up to that, what am I going to do about it? And how am I going to apply every decision I make in life based off of what I hold dear to me?
Where are we going this weekend?
We are going to Orlando to a conference.
Why did you decide to go?
Because I wanted to learn more.
What is one of the core values of Jake and Gino?
People first.
Okay.
People I know that first.
Make it happen. Unwavering ethics, extreme ownership, and growth mindset.
So growth mindset.
I took a whole weekend out of my family life to be able to go to an event, to be able to educate myself. And that was values-based decision-making. If I was forced to go or I didn't want to go, I'd feel incongruent. I wouldn't get the most out of it. But I know that this weekend is going to be impactful for myself and my wife. We're trying to learn these skills so we can better the students in the Jake and Gino community. We want to become better communicators. We want to become better educators. And that really falls in alignment with my values. I have a couple of them that I'm going to go over them, but really it incorporates the Jake and Gino mindset of growth mindset. Easy decision to make. Had to spend the money, invest the education, invest the time to go there. That was really important. So that's how the decision came up to say, Julia, do you want to go? She struggled with it for 30 seconds. I told her, you've never done something like this before. Let's employ growth mindset. That's one of our values. And let me make one more point before Julia jumps in here real quick. I had one restaurant for over 20 years. I had never written out my core values, never knew what my mission statement was. When I got together with Jake, within 6 or 7 years, we have over 1,500 multifamily apartment units. Not much has changed for me as far as my work ethic. I've learned how to scale a business, but I think if I did not have those core values written down and I did not align myself with those core values, with the long-termism, with to be able to say people first, to be able to say, how do I hire and how do I fire based on my core values? And I live through them every day, not just a marketing plaque on the wall that says, oh, this is what we do, but live your values throughout your entity, throughout your life and throughout your family. If you don't do that, then this is a pretty useless exercise that we're going to be going through. But for me, I was able to scale my business and I was able to go towards opportunities. We're going to talk about that, basing your choices, not just on the opportunity, but does it align with the values that you have?
And something to remember is, you know, just as I said before, I didn't know anything about this before. My husband didn't either. And he had a successful business. It wasn't as successful as it could have been. Just pointing that out, but we learn when we're supposed to. And this is what it's a good time and to learn about the values, to learn about what values are important to you in your life. And you want to hold yourself accountable and maybe other people as well. And it's important to know though, that at times we need to reevaluate them and say, okay, am I living according to them? And actually think about our life. And that's really the hardest part, in my opinion, is sometimes, you know, we go to a weekend educational conference. We learn so much. We apply it to life. And slowly, maybe after a couple months, maybe after a couple years, we fall away from the things that we've learned. And it's always a good time to recap and say, okay, this, I got to revisit my values. And maybe they're different. You know, we do change over time. So it's a good time, I think, that everyone out there listening can reevaluate what is important to you, what type of life you want to live. And are you living according to your values?
We have them written on the wall. I have them plastered everywhere. And it's important while we have them written on the wall and going through them, it's important to see them throughout the day and throughout the week and throughout the month. So when an opportunity comes, or you're going to close a deal, or you have a family member or a friend that you're hanging out with, but their values don't align with yours at all. And there's you're not getting any value from the friendship. Well, you can reassess that. That's all about you. All about you. When you're hiring an employee, do they fit the core values? Are they going to be a growth mindset? Or are they going to say, oh, another seminar we got to go to, or another book I got to read? That person's not going to fit very well in our organization. So it's really important.
I want to actually talk a little bit about my values and how I figured out what they are, because it's almost like I have to go backwards and look at my life and say, what can someone not like, they won't stop me from doing. And that is being honest, having integrity, stop me from my faith, my marriage, being trustworthy. And so I have to think backwards and think, well, what type of person am I? And what do I want to be? What type of person do I want to become in the future? And that's where I got mine. So my number one, obviously, is putting God first and my faith. And a lot of us choose that one, but we don't live according. It's very interesting how that means. So Sunday comes and it's not of, you know, do we have to go to church? You know, even when I talk to my kids, it's, well, what time are we going? And I think that's important, because we'll talk about kids in a second, but we have to live the life. We have to be the example. And so integrity is another one. And integrity, when we look at the dictionary, it's being an honest person, is having a more moral principle, is being trustworthy. That one to me is huge, because that's how I am anyway. And I base decisions off of that. Just like Gino said, is who we're hanging out with, what are we doing, where are we working, how are we raising our children? And sometimes we're not sure what to do, but if we live according to what we value, it's easier to make a decision.
I know this weekend, Sunday morning, we need to go to Mass, and conference starts at 9, it ends at 5.
I got it worked out already.
So exactly. Mass is either going to be at 7 o'clock in the morning or before we go, or it's going to be afterwards. That's where the values are. You don't even have to think about that decision. The decision is already made. And if we do miss it that Sunday, we're not feeling an alignment. There's something that's off, something that doesn't feel right. So do you see how simple the value, once you have the value locked in? For me, very simple. Family, service, adding value, commitment, dependability, faithful, hardworking, honesty, loyalty. Those are a lot of my values. And one that really bothers me is the commitment one. Because when I commit to something, I can't say no to it. And when I do, it really bothers me and it really hurts. So for me, when I think about committing to something, I really have to decide, do I want to do this? Because I won't go back on my word. You know, we're going out to Hawaii this year in July for an event. I committed to it last year before all the COVID and this craziness and all the lockdowns and all the reshutdowns. And this year, it seems like they're easing, but they're not really easing in Hawaii. I still made that commitment. I committed a year ago and I can't say no to that. And it's very, very hard, but that's one of my core values. And if I do say no and I don't show up, a little piece of me, I don't want to say dies, but I just don't feel right. And for me, the hard work and being, you know, faithful and with the family, when I was at the restaurant, it just didn't feel like I was living in congruency with that, because I'm working on the weekends. I'm working on the holidays. I'm not with the family when everyone else is. And that was the part of the restaurant that I really didn't like a lot of it more than anything else. And that was part of my stubbornness. Mm-hmm. And part of the fact that I didn't take off on the weekends is because there's a duality going on. I want to be with the family, but I feel as if I take off on the weekends and the restaurant fails, then I'm not a good provider. So I think providing for my family overrode the feeling of spending time with them when I was younger. And I had to overcome that. But you can see how easy it was for a decision for me to make to find another business that I could actually take off on the weekends. And I could take my family with me to Hawaii or to a Jake and Gino event, spend time with them on the weekends. So if that was the really hard problem with the restaurant as I got older, it really didn't align. And I could have made the decision early on, and I should have, but I wasn't strong enough mentally or emotionally to say, okay, the restaurant's closed on Sunday, like Chick-fil-A does. We're going to make less money. Fine. It's not all about the money. I didn't make that decision because I had partners and it would have been a financially unwise decision. But if Chick-fil-A could do it, why can't I do it? I would have felt much better knowing that every Sunday we had off. I could have had the Sundays a family day, but I chose years ago not to do that. And that's probably one of the other reasons why I precipitated my exit from the restaurant business.
But at the same time you say that, one of my values is also marriage and family. And at the moment you were working at the restaurant, that's where we were at the time. Mm-hmm. And it's important to figure out where you are at the moment, because you can't just jump off and leave your job and find something else sometimes. You know what I mean? We have to be responsible at the same time. And so knowing that, what we did as a family, we would go into the restaurant and visit with my husband, you know, for lunch, maybe for dinner, or we would go to church early in the morning so we could have breakfast at home with him. And so that's why you have to, it's important to be in that moment and say, okay, well, how can I apply this now?
Yes.
How can I apply this now? And yes, that was a long-term goal, is to get out of the restaurant, but how we were doing at the moment is so important, because my kids, our kids were able to go into work and yes. visit with you. And we were so thankful for that.
So Julia, you talk about the short term. So everyone listening to this, I'm not telling you to burn the bridges today and go done, burning the ships, we're done. I didn't do that with the restaurant. That's how I created my decisions. I still had a commitment. I still needed the consistency. I still needed to show up. I couldn't quote unquote abandon my mom, my brother, the family and go, I'm out of here. I did it methodically. I did it with a plan, and it took me years to do it, but that's what overrode. And that's what made me decide to leave the restaurant and then to create a plan based on how the exit was and how my new life was going to begin. So that's how it formed my short-term actions and my long-term actions, my values-based decision-making to leave. And then how was I going to formulate a plan? And then ultimately, let's talk about the Jake and Gino community. Well, why did I create, what was the essence for creating the Jake and Gino community? It's really based upon my values of trying to bring amazing entrepreneurs together who are like-minded, who want to become financially free, and who want to become multifamily entrepreneurs and adhere to the same values that Julia, myself, Jake adheres to, which is family is important. There's a faith component in the community as well. There's the friendship community, the friendship aspect to it. I wanted to have a community that had their sole purpose and had their why chosen out and use multifamily as the vehicle. And also people that were living their sole purpose and were also go-givers. In the Jake and Gino community, there's countless members who will help each other on the writing a deal, partner on a deal, help raise capital, share resources, answer questions. And that's the creative community that we've created. But it all came about because I was really clear from my values and the core values that Jake and Gino exhibits. They've starting to become exhibiting in the Jake and Gino community with the student base as well. So that's how you're able to build a business through using your values.
Everyone can be out there. If you're at home, you can Google values and they'll give you,
a list,
a whole list of them.
Laundry list.
It's amazing. And I always found it so interesting how every person I ever spoke with has a different list, and they're very different than the next. Some people will, talk about adventure and, yes. I mentioned, or peace or love, respect, service, as Gino mentioned, success, teamwork, tradition, friendship, and other people's will do completely different. And I always found that super interesting because we're all so unique, right? We're all created so differently and we're all needed in the world to, make society happen. Because there has to be someone out there loving adventure and living for adventure. And at the same time, having someone live traditionally, you know what I mean? And I love that about society, that we are all so unique and different, but at some point we all communicate and enjoy each other's company. One of my huge values, top values, is humor. It's having a sense of humor. And that the reason is life is better when we have a sense of humor. Your marriage is better. Being a mother is better, right? Would you agree with that?
So here's my sense of humor. There's a laundry list there. I've never done laundry before, but there's a laundry list in front of me. And I want to go through the list because you need to be crystal clear.
I'm talking about humor first.
I just threw out a joke.
And the reason why I say that, I have to be clear, is because we take everything so personal. We make everything, every argument we have, every situation we're in, and we take it so seriously. And sometimes we really do need to lighten up and say, you know what, this is no big deal. Have a good laugh and move on. That's why one of the best books in the Jake and Gino community is The Cannolis Exploded.
That's really humorous, isn't it, everybody? A children's book.
It's the best book because you have three characters who just choose different lives. They have different values.
They really do have different
and
values.
It's interesting. At the same time, you have a pig who sweeps floors and he's satisfied with life, but we need him in the world. And that's my point. We all have different values. And we have a rhino who's super responsible and buys property. Again, we need those people. And so when we look at the value chart, I don't want you to look at them and say, this is what I should live because other people do it. You know, you find a successful person. Okay. What are their values? I'm going to get those values. No, you have your own set of values and own them.
Julia, let me dive into that a little more. This list, success. Let's get a little more clear on success as a value. What does that even mean? How do you feel successful? Is it the amount of money you're making? Is it that you're financially free? Is it that you're helping others? So define the value of success. There's other ones on here. Security. Okay. I want security. So there's some people, security is a 9-to-5 job. To me, that's the most insecure thing that you could have because you can get fired. So like Julia said, really define it for what it is for you, because there's different things. Service may be for me going to a soup kitchen, being in service of others, where someone else's service is service for their family, being there for their family. So you need to be crystal clear on what all of these values are and what they mean to you. If you can't define the words, that's the problem though, is we don't have definition for words. If we can't define the word, what that word means, because for me, success and achievement are completely different things. I'm achieving something when I close a deal or another student joins the community. I feel successful when I add value. So make sure you can define the word for yourself and start, like I said, living by those values.
And here's the thing. Once we have them, once we know them, a lot of things we do in life, we don't live according to them. And that's the moment where you say, okay, well, what's in my way? Why is my life different? How I live my life different than my values? And it's a moment of truth, isn't it? Because we have to say, okay, you know what? I need to stop doing this and I need to start doing this. And a lot of times there's a lot of effort. We have to put in that effort, but it's all worth it. It's all worth it because your life is going to be more fulfilling.
Let's take a quick time out to hear from our sponsors.
Hey, Wheelbarrow Profits family. Are you struggling with ways of teaching your kids about money and financial literacy? Gino, I think we have something to help them. Tell them about it.
We've been hard at work creating the Jake and Gino Youth Academy. The Academy takes a deep dive into good money habits, setting up a budget, investing, taxes, the difference between an asset and a liability, and so much more. This is a great opportunity to spend time with your children, to be their role model when it comes to money and investing, and learn how to set them on the right path to financial success.
If you want more information on how you can become the next Youth Academy member, visit www.jakeandgino.com/education to begin your journey to financial freedom.
As we like to say at Jake and Gino, people with financial intelligence can change the world for the better. You ended on life is going to be more fulfilling. So let's discuss the need to focus on values in this difficult time we are with this confusion. Can you imagine if you're really not living your values right now, if you value freedom and meanwhile you have these mandates going on? Well, if you're thinking about where you want to live, would you want to live in a country like Canada where they're freezing bank accounts and you have no freedom to make decisions, whatever side of the aisle you're on, or you really want your freedom, your liberty, or you have the ability to move and to leave? You can. I'm going to tell you, I left New York 5 years ago because it was not living in congruency with my values. I didn't feel as if I had property rights. My taxes were out of control. They were so expensive. To me, I wasn't getting my value for what I was paying. My political beliefs at the time, when Andrew Cuomo said back in early 2010, 2011, conservative values, they don't belong in New York State. Well, check the box. That's another reason. So I didn't feel like my values aligned with the state that I was living in. So that was what precipitated me to make the decision to ultimately leave. And I know there's a lot of you out there listening to this show right now that are deciding to leave. And you're like, I don't know, make a list of pros and cons, put on their values. What do you value in your life? Do you value quality of life? Do you value warmer weather? I wanted all that. Do you value less taxes? Do you value more freedom? Well, see where you're living. And if you're considering moving, well, find a place that has the values that align with you. Jake will tell you right now, if I had him on the call right this second, 2011, he didn't feel like his values aligned with New York. He was an economic deserter in 2011, moved to Knoxville. His best decision he ever made other than partnering with me. Yaki, love
such
you, bro.
Humility.
He can't defend himself, but you like humor, don't you? That was humorous.
I did laugh.
And that's what precipitated his decision. Quick decision. And you can feel it in your body. You can feel your gut not feeling right. There's something that's off. I felt that early on, in early 2010, 2011, it took me a couple of years to come to that decision. But if I had more clarity on what my values were, what I truly valued, what I truly wanted in life, it would have been a much quicker decision, a much easier decision. And I would have had less regret when I did it.
Well, just like you were talking about work, we have to ask ourselves, and this is, again, I do this often, looking at the values. I have to look at the priorities regarding work. Am I living according to them? Where I'm working, how I'm working, who I'm working with. All of those are decisions. We choose who we're working with at certain times. You know what I mean? If you're in a company working with others, how you're treating them, how you're a friend to them, how you're an employee is really something to think about. What about in your family? What about with amongst your friends and even your faith? Are you living according to your values in all of those aspects of life? Because sometimes we just talk about my husband usually just talks about work, right?
It's easy. I value work.
And how are you living according to your, you know, you have the values when you go into the office downtown in St. Augustine and has his values chart on the wall, which is wonderful, but we have to take it home as well. And are we living according to them at home when we're with our spouse, when we're with our children, when we're, you know, with company, we have company over. Those are actually sometimes harder than the people that we work with.
I'll give you a quick story about how I live my values with the family. About a little over a year ago, family starts singing opera. I'm like, I'm never doing this ever. And then I see all of a sudden every week they're going to lessons. And then all of a sudden they're going to think of singing in the choir. Now for me, family time is very important. Quality time is important. So one of the main decisions, there was other decisions, obviously other factors, but one of the factors was I can participate in this. I can go to mass every Sunday and sing with them at church. I can go to choir practice on Wednesday. It's a huge commitment. And the ability to make that decision was based because I'm loyal to the family. I want to spend more time with the family and I want to make it more impactful. And I mean, I want to.
He wants to be better than all of us. Let's just be honest. I'm trying not to talk here, but I just can't help it.
Well,
you are so competitive. It's hysterical.
Well, but
it really
the competitive part comes after I made the decision. Now, if I didn't value you guys, I didn't treasure you. And I said, you know what? I don't really want to spend too much time with the family. I would not have sung. I would not have gotten into it. Now I enjoy it. But the decision to do that was precipitated upon living my values. And now that I have that, it's hard. I have a lesson at 4:00 this afternoon. I have to go. I can't miss it. Now, if it wasn't that important and I wasn't locked in with the family and I didn't know that, you know, Sundays were singing and then every month we have performance class and all that, those are all decisions and there's a huge commitment to it. So I'm living the values by singing, by making that decision, and it impacts hours and hours a week. So it's really, really important. That's just one example.
You have to remember that though, you are, one of your values is serving. Serving others through music is something that we forget. That's actually a real thing, because how many of us go somewhere and enjoy other people's music or other people's gifts? Mm-hmm. And that is a form of serving, because that's definitely one of mine. One, you know, from years and years ago, even before I got married, my mom was also good at this, serving others. There was something about watching someone eat a meal that you made, mm-hmm. and enjoy it. That is just the most rewarding thing. I can't even explain it. I can't put it into words what it feels like. And so something like that to me is priceless. And I continue to want to do that to other people, is just feed them. I know that sounds so simple in life, but there's something about a home cooked meal that brings back memories to that person and just makes them feel at home and welcoming. And I think that feeling of service also goes into the Jake and Gino community through my desire to help people with their marriage, with their family life. And my husband and I, of course, we have that wonderful couples coaching, monthly couples coaching with Jake and Gino family members. And it's so rewarding to watch all of us, including our marriage, grow just because we're out there.
So think about that. Two huge decisions there. She ended up going to life coaching school because she wanted to serve others. If it wasn't that important, if that value wasn't important to her, she wouldn't have gone. She would have never asked me, Gino, what do you do for a living? Oh, you help people. Oh, how do you do that, Gino? Oh, life coaching. Oh, so let me make the decision to go. Let me make the decision to continue on that road with the Jake and Gino community. And the other one is the food. When we have a party, do we cater the food? No, she doesn't want the food catered. Very easy decision to make because they don't make it as good as her.
Well, so Hold on, time out. It's not that they don't make it as good. It's not that. It's you don't have the home feeling. You don't have
Exactly.
Smell. You know, everyone, when
Thanksgiving
comes.
You value that. Yes. The experience is more important than just ordering food. So that decision is made. It's a pretty easy decision to make every party. Oh, and the other one is we like to have it at our home because we like our home. So it's another decision. We're not going to somewhere else, to an event or a holiday. Come over our house, and people can end up coming to our house. So this is what I want everyone to do. There's three steps that I think everyone can take real quick, and then I'll let you expand upon this or even wrap the show up. But this is important. Number one, step one, very, very simple. Just choose your value. Choose what values really resonate with you and feel good with you. Service, faith, whatever they are, choose them. Step two, assess the success and failures that you've had through those values. Very simply, I'm going to bring it back to business. Hey, did you get into a partnership with someone where your values didn't align? Maybe you had a long-termism value where you're thinking about the long-term and the other person had a short-term or a shiny object syndrome. Well, those values are not congruent. They're not going to work together. If one person is got full of integrity, another person doesn't mind lying or stealing or cheating a little bit, those values don't align. It's not going to work out. So assess your successes to see where you felt really good. And maybe those values will be more evident there and see where your failures were, where you failed and see, oh, okay. And the third one, commit to decide upon values-based decision-making. Commit to write them on the wall. Like my wife said, have them on the wall, have them somewhere you see them and commit to living your life according to your own personal values.
One of my values is truth, is to seek the truth. And the hardest thing to see is yourself, right? To accept when you're wrong, to accept how you are. You know, my husband mentions just lying in general. And we all know there's people out there that are, unfortunately, they just can't help it. They just lie for some reason or another. Do they actually sit and think about themselves and say, you know what? I don't want to be like that anymore. It's hard for some people to admit how they are. And I just encourage you out there, everyone listening, be truthful about how you are and how you want to change. What values do you hold and say, this is how I am. This is what makes me happy in life. And I want to do more of this. Or maybe some things are blocking you from how you want to be. But it comes down to being honest with how you are for real. Mm-hmm. And that's truth. And sometimes it's really painful. And that's why we avoid it a lot of times. But I just ask you, just challenge yourself and really just focus on how you really are as a person and what needs to change.
Since my wife mentioned the cannolis exploded, email me, gino@jakeandgino.com. I'll send you a PDF copy. Once you get it, go to Amazon, buy the hard copy. It's $7. I mean, it's an awesome book. It's a great way to begin the conversation with your children about what path to take. We're all at one point a pity party pig, feeling sorry for ourselves. We're all at one point being responsible, or we're all at one point being that creative caterpillar. It really goes upon our values, what values we're choosing at the time. We have the ability to become responsible in our lives. And if you go to jakeandgino.com/coloring pages, you can download the coloring pages in the book with your children and start coloring all the different characters. It's an awesome resource for children, because I think to start out that conversation at a young age and start talking about money for them to understand that it's truly important. One of my values is core values and mission statement is people with financial intelligence can change the world for the better. And for those of us who we can teach our children about personal finances through these books and through education and through these podcasts, that's where I find I love spending a lot of time. And I think that's what's mm-hmm. drawn me. And everyone says, hey, you want to do another podcast? You want to write another book? It's easy to make that decision because I'm living in alignment with my values.
Anyone out there, you want to send me your thoughts on this? I'd love to hear them. Please do. JuliaBarbaro@gmail.com. Give me an idea of what your values are, what you're trying to change. I love to hear all that. So please do not stop emailing me.
Thanks everyone for spending time with us today. And we will see you next time.